and Tony Dove. She gon' take care of her bitch, she truckin', she truckin'. She a woman with a rig, she truckin', she truckin'. She gon' take care of her kids, she truckin', yeah. She a boss, she do it big, she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin'. She a boss, she do it big, she truckin', she truckin'. She a woman with a rig, she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', ah. Hey, hello, welcome to the She Trucking Podcast. I'm your host, Candace. I'm also a moderator on She Trucking. I'm a truck driver myself. I'm a YouTuber. This podcast is about Tina Ramsay, the founder and owner of HealTheHoneyPot.com. Hey, Tina, can you give us a little bit about yourself?
First of all, thank you for allowing me to come on and share what our mission is here at HealTheHoneyPot.com. So basically, our mission is to inform women and teenagers on the importance of healing naturally their mind, body, and especially their honeypot. And our goal is to just to normalize non-traditional topics that affect all women by having a positive, healthy conversation about our menstrual health, controlling our emotions, our health, and having a positive self-image of ourselves. We go into schools, empowerment areas, we go to expos, and we talk about the importance of making healthy food choices and product choices and making them in such a way without the toxins and the chemicals that can, in essence, throw off our emotions and also our health.
Yeah, there are a lot of chemicals in the feminine products that you're not even thinking about when you use them. It's like when you use a tampon, they're not supposed to smell like flowers. They're not supposed to smell like perfume. Because if you think about it, all those chemicals that's in that tampon to make it smell good, that's soaking into your body.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And what we do, and just in case if there are any sheet truckers out there, I forgot to say hello. listening.
There should. Hopefully there is.
Okay. Because I know you're out there. So listen, ladies. So as you're driving, you're listening. I know you're listening to us. In case you just don't know what a honey pot is, we're talking about lady parts. So we're not going to be embarrassed. We're going to have fun. Our platform at HealTheHoneyPot.com is all about talking about this and
yes,
having fun. So we're going to have fun.
So what's your business about, Tina? Like, what do you all do? What do you promote?
Well, we promote a healthy life, an overall healthy lifestyle. And so that includes, and, you know, as females, we are very complex. We take care of everybody. We do 7 million different things. And we tend to not focus on our health until something happens. And what we want to do is for you to learn to do prevention versus then trying to cure something after it happens. And so we go around, we go into the communities, we go to schools, we go to groups, we go to female empowerment, and we focus on helping females to start thinking about what they are using every single month. Because what you may not realize is that so many women and young girls are facing issues like fibroids, endometriosis, they're having hysterectomies left and right. We're having so many issues, having these unpleasant smells, we're having infections and stuff like that, and we have no earthly idea how our stuff is made and what we're using, the tampons, the sanitary napkins. And now I just found out this week even the menstrual cup has some different things that can cause harm to our bodies. Just this week, a 36-year-old woman died from getting TSS, which is toxic shock syndrome, from using a menstrual cup. And a 70-year-old died this week from having toxic shock syndrome from using a tampon. So the conversation, so we see how a 17-year-old and a 36-year-old, both instances, was fatal. And I feel personally that if had they known that that was a possibility for that to happen to them, they would not have used it. Or they would have did different precautions while they was using that product. So due to the lack of being informed, the lack of information, a lot of us are playing Russian roulette with our bodies. Tampons have pesticides and herbicides in them, most of them on the market today. Even if we say we're going to do organic, we have to think to ourselves, was we born with a tampon in us or a menstrual cup? That's a foreign object that we're inserting in our bodies that's plugging up the menstrual flow, which is in essence keeping the waste in your body. And a tampon, yep. A menstrual cup, because it can only mm-hmm. But go ahead, Ken.
Explain. Maybe okay. You can explain better. Toxic shock syndrome, because that's a big deal, because I noticed, okay, for myself, well, I had a hysterectomy, mm-hmm. So I don't worry about that no more. But when I was, like, in high school, you know, you wear tampons, you're doing swimming, you're doing whatever, so you can't help Mother Nature, so you just have to work around her. So, but I noticed, like, if I didn't take it out and change it or do whatever every X amount of hours, like, I felt sick. And then as soon as I took it out, mm-hmm. like, a little bit later, I felt better.
Uh-huh. You probably was having some adverse effects from toxic shock syndrome. And I'm glad you brought that up, Candace, because toxic shock syndrome does not have to be extreme. Many of us, when we think of something like toxic shock syndrome, we think it's going to have to be some great, profound effect that's going to make us stop and pay attention that something's wrong. It's variations of toxic shock syndrome. It's a mild, and then it's very, very severe. And so, just to give you guys an idea of some of the symptoms of toxic shock syndrome so that you will know if you're using something like this that you need to get yourself to the doctor or the nearest emergency room. You will have a sudden high fever, some people. And keep in mind that you might not have all these symptoms. You might just have some of them. Some women experience low blood pressure. Some women start vomiting or having diarrhea. Some people have rashes or they start itching on the palms of their hands, the soles of their feet. They start getting confused. They start having muscle aches. A lot of women say, and young girls, they say they feel like they're coming down with the flu because they start aching like you would have if you coming down with the flu. They have redness of their eyes, their mouth, and their throat. And in severe cases, some women are actually start having seizures in young girls. Now, the young girl who just passed away, you have headaches as well. So the young girl that passed away in Canada, she was going on her field trip and she was 16 years old, and she just went to sleep. Now, it's not uncommon for you to be on a long field trip and just take a nap. That's not uncommon. So it wasn't anything that would make a teacher or other students be alarmed because some of us sleep when we travel. But the thing is, she never woke up. And when they did the autopsy on her body, they found the tampon inserted in her body, and they tested it, and it found out it had the bacteria in it from toxic shock syndrome. So bringing awareness to this and bringing light to it and stop being afraid to talk about something like this that's so important, our hope is to save lives. Because we don't need to be ashamed. We don't need to be afraid. We need to talk about it so we can avoid some of these unnecessary deaths. Imagine how wonderful these girls could have become if they just would have had a chance to live longer. Their life was taken unnecessarily due to a lack of information and not being informed. And we call our company HealTheHoneyPot.com because it's more easy to say honeypot than to say the other word. So we make you laugh, but yet we inform you at the same time. But, ladies, we have to do better. Our lives, our children's lives, the girls and women coming behind us, they need this information so that we can avoid unnecessary things like this.
Exactly. So what other things do you promote? Do you sell on your website? Because I know in particular there's a pad that
sanitary napkin that you had and wipes as well. Can you explain this, the sanitary napkin? I think you, that was really interesting about you explaining this, this sanitary napkin, because it does so much more than for your, like, your menstrual cycle.
Okay, I would love to explain this to you, because, mind you, this this company was formed. HealTheHoneyPot.com was formed because I had a problem that I did not have a solution to. And I went back and forth to the doctors, and the only thing that they could tell me, because I had a, I suffered for 25 years with a terrible cycle, and no matter what I did, it was extremely heavy. It stopped my life for the first 3 days, and it was 7 days long. And you know how uncomfortable you feel, how awkward it is to have an extremely heavy cycle, to be in public, to have to, it's just a bad situation. And so, and then if you get an accident, oh my goodness, the trauma from having an accident around everybody. So it was just a very, very bad, not only physical situation, but emotional situation at the same time, because I had to deal with this every single month. But what pushed me to do better was my daughter. When she started having her cycle, and I saw that not only did my daughter suffer like me, but it was way, way worse. And as a mom, you want to do something to help your child so they will not suffer. You want them to have it a little bit better than what you had it. And so, mind you, my husband and I was looking for something that could help. And then we started digging and realizing how many toxins and chemicals are in the things that we use. Now, ladies, when I found this out, it turned my stomach over with how many toxins and chemicals that they have in our stuff without us even knowing. Like, they have styrofoam, acetone. They have different other chemicals that mess with the reproductive organs. It messes with fertility. If you have fertility issues, it throws off even the neurological functions of our brain from having prolonged use. And the way that they make it, from most sanitary napkins that's in the store today, not all, but most of them, they use recycled garbage to make it. So they take stuff from the landfill, recycle it with recycled newspaper and wood pulp. They clean it through a system. They use chlorine to clean it. So we're thinking, when we see that beautiful fluorescent white, we're thinking, oh, yes, it's sanitary, it's clean. Well, guess what? They achieve that by using chlorine to bleach it to achieve that, and then we wonder why we're having all these infections, why we have that aqua odor, why we having these unexplained issues in our area, in our honey pots, and we go to the doctors and we have tests done, and they're telling us, oh, you're normal, but apparently you're not normal. And we wonder why we're having all these issues, and we have these excessively long cycles that's totally not normal. And it's because, my personal opinion, of the things that we're using, because we don't realize what's in it. And one chemical that, after they clean it during the process, it creates a chemical called dioxin, and that chemical actually has been linked to cancer. And if you pay attention, cancer is on the rise for women. Ovarian cancer, vaginal cancer, all the different cancers, breast cancers, it is on the rise with women, and it's not just affecting older women. It's affecting more and more younger women. And everyone is trying to figure out, why is this happening? My personal opinion on it is because we're overly exposed to toxins and chemicals, and we're using it every single month. And we don't realize it. And with our product that we endorse here at Heal the Honey Pot, it has no chemicals, no toxins. It actually has a health benefit. And when you say, how do it have a health benefit? Well, we have something in our product that actually received a Nobel Prize in 2010. The men that discovered graphene, it's a natural carbon atom, natural from the earth. And it actually has health properties in it that it helps with hormonal secretion. It helps with women. Like with me, I have really, really bad abdominal cramps. I noticed since I've been using it, I have no cramps. My cycle, personal testimony, actually went from 7 days to 3. I have no odor, have not had an infection since I switched. Of course, you know that you need to watch your diet as well. And my daughter, she went from 7 days to 4, and she has no cramps. And we achieved this just by switching our pads. We don't have to use any medication to help us with the pain anymore, any foods to alter that, because we was in a bad situation. And now we realize that our body was adversely reacting to what we were using each month. And how do they get away with this? You might be asking yourself. It's because sanitary napkins is deemed a medical device. And anything that's deemed a medical device, they do not have to open disclose what's in the product. Now, it is available to the general public. They don't keep it from you. But as women, as females, we don't know to look for it. We don't know that as a consumer, we feel like everything in the store is safe, especially something like that. But that might not always be the case. And so our product is safe. It has a health benefit. And the longer you use it, with all the other customers that we have, they see the benefit long time once they continuously use it. They have all kinds of testimonies. We have some women who have said since they've been using it, and they don't even have a cycle. They use the panty liners, and they use it. They say it's helped them with menopause and incontinence. Well, if you think about menopause, that's just a hormonal imbalance. And the graphene actually helps with hormonal secretion. So it makes sense, but we don't make any medical health claims. But the fact of the matter is women on a cycle and off their cycles have been using it, and all of them have their own personal stories that is just mind-blowing on what this product is doing. It's changing the face of how we look at a cycle. It's changing the face of how women function in life, dealing with our most precious area of our body, which is our honeypots, ladies. We got to take care of her so she can take care of us now.
Indeed. But here's a question for, well, not a question, but, okay, you also have sanitary wipes, correct?
I don't have wipes. I just have five different, we endorse five different versions of our sanitary napkin. So our first one is a panty liner. Our second one, we just launched this month, this release, a new panty liner with absorbency with 3D protection, leak guards, and wings. And we have a moderate flow, which is very popular with our teenagers. We have a heavy flow, which is popular mostly for, you know, a little bit seasoned but great women like myself. And we have a super heavy flow, which have been very, very great for our women who just have babies, women who normally use tampons. They tend to go for that because they usually have really, really heavy, heavy cycles. And so they have found that the super heavy works better with our new moms that just have a baby, tampons, and women who suffer with things like endometriosis. They usually more gravitate towards the super heavy flow because it holds a whole lot of flow and keeps you cool,
good,
fresh, and dry. And all of those have wings, leak guard, 3D protection.
Well, you know what I do? I noticed, like, being a truck driver for X amount of years, like, on that time of the month, you're sitting down for all those hours, right? And then you get up. What happens when you get up? You just flow. And you feel this, you feel dirty, you know? So you feel like you're going to leak. You feel like, well, whatever. So these seven napkins sound really good and beneficial for women.
Honey, let me tell you, we're going to get a little bit deep. Let me talk to you. See, you talk to a woman who know your pain, know your struggle. Now, I'm getting ready to share you my story. I was one of those women so heavy, I had to attach two super heavy flows together and still had accidents. And when I first saw this sanitary napkin, I looked at it and I said, you have got to be kidding me. You think this ultra-thin sanitary napkin is going to hold me? I don't think so. Don't play with me. Don't say, okay, this is not going to hold me. And so when I used it, mind you, I was nervous, so I'm not going to, I'm going to keep it 100. I was nervous, so when I tried it, I was in the house. Because I was like, okay, if I have an accident, ain't nobody going to know but me or these kids. I'm in the house. But I used just one heavy flow sanitary napkin. And not only did it hold me, and I had that same experience what you talked about when you say you stand up and you get that gush or you laugh or you sneeze or you cough and, oh, my goodness, you're like, please don't mess up my bed. Let me tell you something. It held me. It was so unusual. I have never experienced a pad in my life that kept me so dry to the fact that I had to go to the restroom to make sure that my cycle was still on. That's how dry I was. And it's just mind-boggling. So when you have a product that is made with a woman in mind and designed by a woman, made with a woman in mind, know the plight of what a woman is going through, it makes for a better experience. And then when you add all the health benefits and the naturalness of everything, it's just an added bonus. So one thing I could never do when I was on my cycle is sleep without having a sleep in the bed. I used to have a towel laid on the bed. I used to have on clothes. I used to have on double pads and sleep as still as I could, because I knew any kind of movement I would move, I could have a gush. I have that awkward moment, and I don't want to mess up my bed. I use the pad, and I can sleep in my pajamas. I can sleep as if my cycle is not on and be totally cool, totally comfortable, and relaxed. Now, with me personally, I noticed that it helped me with my emotions as well, because I'm going to keep it 100. I can be a little PM that's a little moody. I could be a little moody. So my husband, he was like, man, you are like a 360. And I'm hearing this from a whole lot of other women. I'm like, girl, I was afraid to use it because I saw how thin it was. And I was like, it's not going to hold me. Not only did it hold me, it kept me cool, fresh, and dry. And I'm noticing that my emotions are a whole lot better during the month after continual use. Now, I tell any woman, this is not a miracle, but I'm telling you, it's as close enough to a miracle as you're going to get, in my personal opinion. And it could last, I would tell every woman, because I don't know how toxic your body is. Everybody's body is toxicity is different. Whereas I come from the health and wellness field, so I've been in health and wellness for 15 years, but I never thought about health and wellness in my honeypot area until I started having some problemos, and it made me start looking at it and looking to figure out what was going on. And the thing that I can tell you guys is this: the average woman or teenager, they see the maximum benefit within 60 to 90 days. So if you have a cycle, that's 2 to 3 cycles to give it the full benefit. So you can see, like if you start a job, when you do a job, you can't get benefits normally, that 401k or whatever, until 90 days on the job. You have to have that work at job experience, right? So when you're doing, when you're leaving from a toxic product and you're going to a natural product, you need to allow time for it to work, for it to do what it's supposed to do, for it to detox your body. You can't say, if you have a whole lot of different issues, and say, well, I didn't see it. And it's only been one cycle. Maybe your body has to do a little bit extra work in order for it to clean your body out like it needs to do, based on what your diet is, what you how many toxins you actually use, and different stuff like that. So, on average, a woman, the second to third cycle, so 6 to 9 days, they usually see whatever their new flow is going to be. And with me, my cycle gets better every single month. My daughter even mentioned how her cycle got better. So I started with a super heavy, and then I gradually went down to the heavy flow, and now I'm down to a moderate pad. That has never, ever been a possibility for me. a lot of the products that's in the market today, ladies, have chemicals in it that encourage us to bleed more and longer. Most of these companies that have sanitary napkins, they also either own or have a share into the pharmaceuticals of the pills and stuff that help us during that time of the month. And so when you think about the cycle that a woman goes through, we're going to be on the cycle 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Think about all that exposure, the toxins, to chemicals. And we wonder why we're having the issues that we're having. Because everything that touches our precious little honey pot goes right up into our bloodstream. Anything that touches, because it's an open wound, it's an open vessel that goes directly into us, the essence of what makes us beautiful women. It goes in there, and if it has toxins and chemicals lurking in it, it's going to soak into our bloodstream. It's going to, in essence, get into our organs, and over time, we are systematically poisoning ourselves without even knowing it if we're using toxic products. That includes tampons, that includes sanitary napkins, that includes menstrual cups. Because in essence, and I know I'm stepping on toes, but I'm doing it because I love it. I know I have some diehard menstrual cup lovers, and I have some diehard tampon users. But ladies, I'm telling you this from a place of love. If you wasn't born with it in you, you should not be putting it inside your body each month. That's just the bottom line. I can't tell you not to use it, and I can't tell you how to do with your body. But as from doing all the research and knowing how it did with me and knowing, hearing these women's stories, women losing limbs, women losing their lives for something unnecessary, we went to those options because the past was failing us. We hate feeling that feeling being icky, nasty, dirty. And if you're on a truck, you're setting down most of the time. So I feel your pain. Who want to feel like they're nasty? None of us. None of us. But now, for the first time, we have something that takes care of all that and keep you cool, fresh, and dry. And it's not messing up your body, because you got to be on your A game when you're on them trucks now. You know you have to be on your A game because you're a woman, you're doing a truck, you're in a man-dominated field. And we have to have a cycle. And so when it comes on, they don't want to hear you talking about, oh, I got cramps. Oh, my cycle is extra heavy. Can you pull this load? No. They're going to be like, we don't care. You have to pull it. You decide to do this, or you're going to have to do it. Well, listen, now we have something that could potentially help you with your cycle. So when it comes on, it's not a hindrance for you. It's just a part of what makes us beautiful women. It's not pulling us back. And for years, we've been pulled back from our flow and the problems that we have as women. But now I'm happy to say that it's a possibility that can be a thing of the past. And I wouldn't stand behind anything that I don't personally use with my family and I, because I can't do that. But this has really changed my life. This has changed my daughter's life and 25,000 women lives in the United States. And all of us can't be wrong. All of us can't be wrong. We just have to have the guts to experience something different and know that you are worth the investment. Invest in yourself. It's only one you. Invest in your health. So you can drive those trucks to how long you want to drive them, and you can do your job, be on your A game, because I hear and I see the struggle that truck drivers go through, especially women. The things that you have to endure on the road, making porta potties, you can't get out at certain stops because it's unsafe. Push to use unsafe sanitary things in your truck because maybe you got to a certain area and it does not have a store, and you're pushed to use something that could potentially harm your body. Why are we doing it? We have an option now. We just need to have the guts enough to try it and give it time to do what it needs to do. But, Candace, I'm talking too much because you know I love what I do, and I can't see you. But I can feel you there, so I need to hear your voice, Candace. You over there, girl.
I am, and you know what, though? I know exactly everything you're saying, because I had fibroid tumors, cysts on my ovaries. What else? I still have my ovaries, but fibroid tumors, heavy flow. I had an ablation done, right? This was years ago. And when you put all those toxins in your body, it really affects, and this is personal, affects your sex drive, and it really does. So
yeah, of course.
For me, it did. So, you know, I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful right now. I'm retired from the monthly cycle. I'm done.
Hey, but you're still not retired from having a honey pot. You're still sitting on one. You got to take care of her.
Yes.
We have to take care of her.
Okay. All right. You know what? Really quick, I want to mention, hey, guys, we are going to have a conference at Chattanooga, Tennessee, October 8th to the 10th. And we really hope the She Trucking members will be there. We're really hoping we're going to have a good outcome. There's going to be a lot of information on Friday, on the 8th, for like how to start up your own business. You know, to be a better truck driver, be your own entrepreneur. There's all kinds of information that you guys can utilize and build your talent and build your self-esteem. And also, too, for me, I have the app Truck Tool. They have on there your load board. They have on their truck stops. It's just such a good app. Download it and just scroll through it. Figure out, you know, how it can benefit you as a truck driver. Okay, Tina, back to you. Okay, so this is such a personal issue for women. Especially talking about the honeypot, and I'm sure most men are at click already. But the ones who are brave enough to stay on, how can they support their girlfriends, their wives, their daughters, even their daughters? Like, men, step up. It's Mother Nature. We can't help it. It is what it is. You know, how can they support us with your products? I mean, hopefully there's some are listening still. You know, they can be like, hey, look, let me order this, and just nonchalantly put it underneath the kitchen or bathroom sink. You know, and just like, hey, look. And say, hey, look, you know, I got these for you. They're supposed to be, they're organic, they're natural. You know, this is so much better than what you're using. It's so much better for you. You know, I mean, they could also do that as well, and it would be beneficial for them in the long run.
Oh yes. Well, I'm glad you. That's a very good question. You know, when I first. Because my husband, you have to keep in mind, men, now I'm going to talk to you for a little while. All right. Men and ladies, don't get upset with me. Don't get upset with me because this is true. When women, when we go through our cycle, now I know a man not having a cycle with us, but in essence, they're going through the emotional aspect with us. And let me explain what I'm talking about, because when my husband said this to me, I was like, you need to stop. My head was rolling and everything. I was like, you don't know what it feels like. And he's talking about, yes, I do. I know when your cycle comes, I might not experience what you're going through with the flow, but I'm experiencing the emotional turmoil. And as a man, I want to be your protector, and I can't help you. I feel terrible. He said, for 25 years, every single month, like clockwork, I'm looking at you doubled over in the fetal position, crying, having migraines, can't go out and do anything because your cycle for every single month for 7 long days is just stopping your life and, in essence, stopping my life, too, because I want to help you, and no matter what I did, I could not save you from that. And so when you have somebody that truly loves you and wants to be there for you, and as a man, most of them don't even verbalize that to you because, you know, we're more emotional than them. They usually don't say it, but when my husband explained that to me, I said, oh, I'm sorry. You are going through something. Because let me tell you, they are the blunt of all our anger when that cycle is on. You, want, I mean, they can look at you and you want to fuss them out. You want to be like, what are you doing? You know, your emotions is all over the place. And so they have to endure a whole lot from us. Now, mind you, they have no idea, just like we had no idea, that a lot of the chemicals that's in our tampons, that's in most of our tampons and sanitary napkins on the market today, has chemicals in it that mess with your emotions. So, men, stop picking at us about PMS. If your woman using a toxic pad or tampon, that may be the culprit why she about to wring your neck. So, what you can do, men, is go to healthehoneypot.com and order her something better and allow time for it to work for her. Mostly all women have seen some sort of benefit. And a lot of men that I've talked to, they have, one man has told me that he knows that he can't even tell when his daughter and his wife cycle is on because he don't smell the odor that he usually smell when he comes in the restroom, because he said he used to buy little baggies, like scented baggies for them to put their sanitary napkins in once they use them because of the awkward smell. And he said since they switched to ours, what we endorse here at healthehoneypot.com, he said that he can't even tell. And he don't even have to buy the baggies. And then another person actually told me that they noticed since their wife's been using it that she's not so emotional. Her hormones are not so like she's easy to get along with. And I can testify for my husband. He said it's like night and day. I don't even have PMS anymore. And I used to have terrible PMS. 7 days before my cycle come on, I mean, oh, my goodness, I was a mess. And then 7 days after that, my cycle comes on. So for 14 days, my husband is, like, literally walking on eggshells, and my poor son as well. And so when my daughter got her cycle, well, it was times two. My son was like, oh, no, here they go again. Oh. So now, since we have been using what we endorse here at HealTheHoneyPot.com, both of them said, wow, you guys are easy to get along with. I can't even tell you when you start to, I mean, it's just a night and day change over time with using this product. And so, men, it's good to get us the diamonds. It's good to give us the flowers, the candy, the trips, because, you know, we like to be treated like queens because we are. However, the best thing that you can give your queen is a measure of good health. So alongside them diamonds, because I'm not saying you're not against the diamonds and the trips and the clothes or whatever you want to do to lavish us with our amazingness, but you need to add some health and wellness on that list too. So let her know that she not only, you will not only care about her lavishing her with gifts, but you care about her most precious gift, which is her honey pot. And in essence, I'm going to just give you a little tidbit, and I ain't go too deep in this, but Ken might want to dig in it. You take care of her honey pot, she'll take care of you. Now, you know what that means. I ain't going too deep. I have children that listen to me. I don't know too deep, but you take
care. But you know what, though, too? You know what, though, since we're on this all topic of, you know, women's hygiene and personal issues, like, okay, here's a good question. Like, okay. People switch to this product, and it's all natural, and it's very beneficial. Now, oh, my Lord. Okay, you know how some women are dry? We have to use a lube. Now, I'm assuming, and you know, this product will also help with that over time. Because that's a pain in the ass, too. You're like, no, honey, hold up 1 second. Let me get the lube. Like, stay right there. You know? You kind of want to just want you to be like right then and there. Let's go.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna do it on the surface because I do have some teenagers that listen and follow me. I'm gonna say it on the surface. Yes, it does. Can I preface this right with my young viewers? Yes, it has helped me with sensitivity in that area. And yes, it has helped several other ladies with sensitivity in that area. And if you have problems with that area, with being hydrated, then you know you need to try this and you need to drink your liquid. I kept it PG for my babies.
It's so true. It's just all around better for you, you know, because, I mean, you know, you using those toxic products that's actually pushing toxins slowly into your body, you know, all the way around, I'll say, it'll help.
Yes.
You know, it's not, you know, it's not like you're, it's, some people are still going to get cysts on their ovaries, some people are going to whatever, but pushing those toxins in your body, it's making it worse.
Oh, yeah. And it messes with you all the way around from emotional standpoint, a physical standpoint, and the sensitivity that we experience in that area just from, because when you think about it, bacteria stuff flow and grow in dark, moist areas. When you're having your cycle and you have something that's chemical-based, that's made from garbage, that's toxin that has chemicals in it, that's not going to keep the flow going away from your body, pulling it away, because what we use here at HandleHoneyPot.com, it actually pulls the flow away from your body to keep you dry. So other things just lay on the surface. It goes down into other pads, but it uses the flow to stay on the surface, which encourages us to have the bacteria infections, have the awkward odor, have the sensitivities, because it's liquid that is constantly touching the most sensitive area of the female anatomy, which is our honey pot. So, and we're setting, with truck drivers, you're going to set more than you're up, depending on how long you have to travel. And so think about all of that along with everything else you have to endure while you are on the road. And then just think about you guys have to endure everything that we have to do as women, but it's taking it to another level because now you're on the road. Most of us, when we're going through this, we have to just curl up in the bed, or maybe some of us have a good enough job where we can say, well, I need to use my sick days, because some women are physically unable to do anything when they're on their cycles. And a lot of that is because of our diet, it's because of the chemicals that we're using, and it's because of the products that we're using on ourselves that could be increasing the likelihood of us having all of these issues. Now, I know personally with me that was indeed the case. No one cannot tell me that that wasn't the case with me, because once I switched and was using what we endorse here at HealTheHoneyPot.com, my situation changed. It changed, and it continued to be the same benefits and positivity because I continually use the product. And that's why I go out and tell people consistency is the key with anything that you decide to do, whether it's trucking, whether it's your health and wellness, whatever. If you be consistent with it, you will see the lasting benefits. You don't want to just start something and then stop. You want to do it and then see the longevity of it, because your body has to clean itself out. And what's in our past actually is a 99.9% bacteria killer. So if you have something on that's chemical-free, toxin-free, it kills 99.9% of bacteria. It keeps you cool, fresh, and dry. It has 3D leak guards and wings, and it's fit to shape, it's fit to fit the real woman body. It is designed to fit real women. And, you know, we are all different shapes and sizes. But in the United States, we're just a little bit more voluptuous. So it's made to fit us over here in the United States so that every woman, including myself, that wears this, says how comfortable it is. It's like wearing a glove, the way that it fits, the way that it contours the uniqueness of your body, the way that it moves. It's flexible. It moves with you, not against you. And anybody know that have a heavy flow, and you have to wear them cumbersome diaper sanitary napkins, you know as well as I do, that thing did not move with you. it made you look like you had something else than a honey pot because it was just that big. It just looks terrible, and it feels, oh, my goodness, it's not even going too deep because I have babies that listen. But anyway.
But you know what?
It's terrible.
You know, when you said about driving the truck and all those hours driving, you said, okay, like for me, right, when I had that time of the month, when I was truck driving, I was doing local P&D. So it's pickup and delivery for those who don't know it. And I'm driving all over the place in Washington State. So that time of the month is brutal. Like, you have cramps, you have fatigue. You're trying to take, like ibuprofen or Aleve, and you're trying to take Midol, you know, and drink as much caffeine
mm-hmm.
as you can, you know, just in order to function. And then you have to climb up on the trailer, pedal jack the stuff, you mean, to the end of the trailer so somebody can take the forklift and take it out. I mean, there's a lot more to truck driving than sitting your butt in the seat. And a lot of people don't realize that. Like, you have to get out. You have to look presentable. You can't get out of your truck looking like a zombie. I mean, you can, but I've done it before. You know, like the Walking Dead, you know, because that's how you feel. You
mm-hmm.
feel like you're, like I said, you're fatigued, you're tired, so you need the extra caffeine. And I know Midol has caffeine in it. So it's just, although this product is so much better, and you're buying, people have to buy the product anyway. So irregardless of them buy, you have to do this. You're a woman, you need pads, you need tampons, you need these things regardless. So why don't you just switch over and say, you know what, I got to do this regardless, and I don't want to put no more toxins in my body that can cause major issues for me later on down the road. You know, you have to get them anyway. So do the, make the better judgment.
Mm-hmm. And I tell any lady, if she don't really know which flow to start with, I suggest any woman, if you are a seasoned woman like myself, seasoned and beautiful, I suggest you use heavy or super heavy. And then based on how it works with you, you can determine whether you should stay at a super heavy or go down. You can determine whether you should go down or go up based on whatever flow you decide to use. On average, now, my teenagers that use the pad, they usually do very well with the moderate flow. But, like I said, women of my age and older, we usually tend to gravitate towards the heavy and the super heavy because if you think about it, now, this is my personal opinion from doing research. When you think about teenagers, 9 times out of 10, their body has not been exposed to the chemicals for the longer period of time that our body has been exposed to it. And due to the long period of time that we have been experiencing toxins going directly in our body for years and years and years, and might be decades before we even get to this natural product, then our body has to do a whole lot more work to get the chemicals out, which increases our chances of having a heavier flow because we have been exposed to the toxins and the chemicals for so long. Now, and the heavy flow, for those of you, so let me see how I'm going to say it for my babies that listen to Miss Tina. All right, so the heavy flow sanitary napkin that we endorse here at HealTheHoneyPot.com and the super heavy. I'm going to say it like this. For ones who want to be covered from the rooter to the tooter, I say you get the super heavy because it's extra long. It's really, really long. It's a long pad.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, really quick. If we have anybody who wants to call in and ask you any questions they want, you guys can call in at 914-205-5328. So anybody is more than welcome to call in and speak to Miss Tina about any issues that you have. You know, any issues that you're experiencing that you have. Oh, yeah. I think this is a great conversation. I really think women should be calling in because we're all experiencing the same thing but on different levels. You know?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then maybe somebody is just curious and say, hey, look, this is what I'm going through. You know, like how long does it take to see a difference or wherever the questions are?
Mm-hmm. So, that is a good question. So call in. Call in, ladies. I'm here. Me and Candace.
Yep. So one thing I got to not a break, but I have to want to discuss, like, again, we're having that conference at Chattanooga, Tennessee, October 8th through the 10th. There's going to be so much information for us women to absorb, especially for Friday. There's a lot of classes for Friday. You know, starting your own business. I believe there's a class for, not to teach how to do taxes, but there's so many classes and so much stuff to learn to make you a better driver, powerful driver, more I don't want to say gutsy, but I had a brain fart there. I told myself no brain fart. No brain fart. All right, so
Thank you, Ms. Tina, for coming on to the show today. This is Sheree. I just want to thank you for coming on to the show. I had to jump in on the call for a second and say that we are honored to have you. I think this is an important conversation to have. If you are listening in, definitely call in and ask questions. We want to invite you to our conference and definitely want to give make sure that every woman in she trucking has this product, as you stated at for pimping. So thank you for coming and starting this conversation, because this is a very important conversation that y'all are having today. And I'm going to turn it back over to Candace.
Oh, thank you for coming on. It is my pleasure.
Thank
you for doing what you do for women truckers. This is all about the sisterhood.
Yeah,
yeah,
But having this conversation with you is amazing, because it makes you really think, okay, I go to the drugstore, I go to the store, and you buy a name brand, Tampax or whatever, but you're not looking at how it's made, you're not looking into how it's done, so therefore you don't know what's going into your body. But this you do know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we're not, the thing is, I don't know, like we were talking before, when we were talking about how we don't know when this conversation or this lack of conversation came about. As women, as young girls, when we get our cycle, your mom, your auntie, your grandma, your sister, or whomever your guardian is, it comes on, they hand you some sanitary napkins and say, this is what women go through, you transition into womanhood. This is what you're going to have to use for X amount of years. You might not even get that long a period of time. You're probably traumatized. And then you just have to deal with it. No one ever talks about, I think we're so caught up in tradition, what my grandma used, what my mom used, what my auntie used, what my sister used, what my best friend used, that we don't do the research. And this is our body. We should do the research. We should be asking questions, and we should not feel like we're being a nag or cumbersome or being bothered by just asking, because we only have one body. And to be truthfully honest, like I told you, I've been in health and wellness for 15 years, and shame on me. I never really thought about this area of the body until I started having some issues, and then I looked at my daughter and saw how bad she was suffering, and it was worse than me. And I prayed, and I was like, something has got to give, because no one is giving me a satisfactory answer. And that's when my husband and I start digging and start doing all the research, and then we came about finding out about all this information. And when we switched and we found out of all the toxins, we realize that so many other women and young girls just don't know. We just don't know. And it's our personal mission, our drive, our tenacity to go out and let as many people who are willing to hear this, and we share our testimonies, we share other women's stories, and we share them a healthy option. Because every woman deserves to have options. And options should not be just something, oh, let me just go use this. It should be something that's going to benefit your health. And so just that in all. And then I just love what I do now. I always knew that I would be a teacher, in which I went to school. That's what I was. And I always like to give a voice to the unheard. So I went into special needs education. And I did it for some years, and I loved it. However, I still did not feel fulfilled. And I was doing everything that I thought that I was set out to do in my life. And then this happened, and I found the solution to my problem and start seeing the pain and hearing all the suffering of what women and girls are going through. And then I saw them in me, and I said, I have to not be silent anymore. I have to break this silence. I know some people might not want to hear this. They might think, oh, this is too much. Oh, wait. But at the end of the day, I'm going for the people who are ready for a change, people who are ready to make that switch, make that difference in their life, to change the trajectory of how women in their family behind them is going to view their cycles. We should not dread our cycle. It is a blessing because we bring forth beautiful children with it. But due to the suffering that we've been going through and that we have to endure, due to a lack of information and education, we literally dread having a cycle. And I'm happy to say that I no longer dread my cycle. I have a happy period. And I'm no different than you. If it's possible for me, it could be a very well possibility to you. The only difference between you and me is that I have been informed, I have been educated, and I made the investment in myself. And I changed. And I kept it up. But this is available to everyone, and it's not going to break the bank. It's like the cost of, less than a cup of Starbucks coffee. So it's not like you're going to be like, oh, I got an astronomical amount of money. No. Go ahead, Candace.
Can people order in bulk or talk about it, or is there like a monthly program that they can just have it sent to? Because for truck drivers, like being over the road, you know, it's like kind of hard to do. You know, pinpoint when we're going to be home a lot of times. But
In
a certain way that they can order in bulk and they can just, like, grab stuff for a few months and, you know, they have it at least.
You most certainly can. We have customer subscriptions. You can put how many pads, liners that you want in that subscription. It will be mailed to you within the United States, wherever you want your mail to go. You can order how many you want, and you, by going online at HildaHoneyPot.com, I'm all about not only taking care of your wellness, but also doing it on a budget if you can do so. And in this essence, we make it even better for you when you shop online. When you go to our online store at HildaHoneyPot.com, you will get a 40% discount on the pass. So instead of paying the regular price of $10, you only paying $6 per pack. And it's not limited to just so many packs of pads. You can buy how many you want for that 40% off. And you can set it on subscription where it automatically ships to your house or ships to your location every single month. You can get how many you want with that same amazing 40% off discount. And never have to worry about running out of pads. And I'm going to tell you, being totally transparent, I used to use 30 to 40 pads a month, 7 day long, terrible cycle when I used to use the ones in the store. Now, I personally only use 12 pads, and my cycle went down to 3. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen with you, but it is a possibility. I have noticed that most women that use our pads, they experience that after using it consistently. They experience some sort of difference. It might not be 3 days. It might be 2. It might be 5. It might be 4. But I have noticed mostly women experience something after their body rid themselves of the toxins because you don't have anything encouraging you to bleed longer. And you using a product that is 10 times more absorbent than what's on the market today. So you don't need as many. So I'm telling you this because some women, because we're so conditioned to think that when we go in the regular store and we see 15, 20, 30, 40 packs of pads for like $8, we're looking at it and we're like, ooh, that's a good deal. No, honey, it's a cycle that was created. They know that when you use their product, you are going to sleep longer. So therefore, you think you're getting a deal, but you're really not getting a deal because the longer you use the pad, the more you're going to have to use the pharmaceuticals and all the different stuff that goes along with it, because in essence, most of the stuff in the stores is just not good for women's health in general. I'm not saying all, but most of them. And well, ours, you're not going to use as many after your body cleans itself out. So I don't know, maybe your first month you might have to use a little bit more because it's cleaning your body out. It's getting, it's pulling those toxins, it's pulling those chemicals out. And then the second month, you start seeing it taper off. And then the third month, you start tapering off some more. That's usually what the testimony is with the pads. The first month is usually that purification, it's cleaning, it's doing what it has to do. Some women it's a little bit longer, some women are a little bit shorter, but it's cleaning you out, getting the toxins out. Second month, they notice a taper off. Third month, they notice more, and then as it goes on, they see different things. I'm hearing this consistently from several different women. That indeed happened with me as well. And all the women and teenagers came back to tell me that that they just felt better. It was they could tell that it was a difference, and even some of them even said that they noticed that they had energy. They wasn't fatigued like they normally are when they're on the cycle. They was energized. So it's just when you use something better, you just feel better overall. And so it's time for us just to take control, just like you take control of them rigs and them trucks, ladies. You have to be a strong woman to drive that truck, because those are some big trucks. You can handle that. Why can't we handle a little period? We can handle that. We can't let that kick us. You didn't let the truck driving business kick you down. So now we're going to take control of our health, our self-image, how we view ourselves, being positive, and we're going to take control of our menstrual flow. We're going to have period positivity, because now we have something all natural that can possibly help you with the stuff that you're going through, but you won't know unless you experience it for yourself. So I challenge everyone, just experience it for yourself and give it time. Give it at least 60 to 90 days. I suggest that, 60 to 90 days, because I don't know how toxic your body is. So I can't tell you, oh, I'm going to see this in 30 days. I don't know.
Miss Tina.
But 60 to 90. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got to care.
Okay, go ahead.
What with the promotional, promotion with a video that you sent in, and like we're sharing it and we're sharing the challenge.
Oh, okay. You talk about the No Pills Just Pad challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, what's she talking about? Okay, ladies, the No Pills Just Pad challenge is a challenge for all women. Like Candace already said, we have to buy products anyway. Why not put something good on your hoodie pots? Now, you know I got to get my little joke in there. I can't be serious about that. So you need to take care of your hoodie pots. So the No Pills Just Pass challenge is an IG challenge. Now, meaning it's on Instagram. So what you have to do is just follow the rules. What are the rules? January, February, and March, you go, first of all, you got to go to healthehoneypot.com. That is healthehoneypot.com. That is one word put together, H-E-A-L, healthehoneypot.com. You order at least 3 packs of pads in order to qualify. These are the rules that is with the No Pills, No Just Pass Challenge. I personally do 2 heavy and 1 panty liner, because I make sure that my honey pot taken care of all through the month. But you can pick whatever you want. And then you have to do a video. It don't have to be a long, drawn-out video. The first video is just basically a couple seconds. You can say why you decided to join the No Pills Just Pass Challenge. And then that's the end of that. And then you use your personal IG, and you make sure you put the hashtag No Pills Just Pass or No Pills Just Pass Challenge. You do this every single month, January, February, and March. The February, what you have to do is just share your experience. So whatever you feel comfortable with sharing, you do that on your IG and make sure you put that hashtag. The third month, you do the same thing, share your experience. And then the last video would just simply be a video of why should you win the $1,000? Why do you feel you should win the $1,000 on this challenge giveaway? Make sure you put the hashtag and everything like that. And you don't know. You may be the one who possibly wins that $1,000. So it's just a win-win situation. When has it been where you can go in a store, buy some sanitary napkins, and then they say that you can be entered into a giveaway just by doing something simple as just hashtagging a video, doing a short clip video, and following the rules, and you can be entered into this. And the whole reason why this is being done is because we want to make a movement of women and young girls that do not have to use pills. Now, I understand that in the beginning, you might not can't stop your pills because you just feel like you can't make it without the pills. But the goal is for you to see how it's a possibility to not have to use pills for your cycle when you use something better that actually helps benefit your health. I know personally I lived on pills before I started using this, and now I don't have to take not anything. And ladies, all those pharmaceuticals mess up the lining of your stomach over time. It even messes with your liver. It can start shutting down your organs and causing you to have unnecessary problems down the road. So, in essence, this is all about having fun, building sisterhood, building community, sharing experiences, having this open conversation, and changing the trajectory of how we view our cycle and having the conversation so that we can help the generation of ladies and young girls that's coming behind us that hopefully they will not even have to even know how it feels to use something toxic on their body. We want to build a whole new generation where girls, then when they start their cycle, this is given to them, and they do not have to be exposed to that option. They do not have to be exposed to the toxins and the harmful chemicals that we have been enduring for all of these years. That is the goal, to build the sisterhood, to start the conversation, to have some fun and get educated, and also have a possibility for someone to walk away with that $1,000. Now, you tell me who don't need no $1,000. You tell me who don't want no $1,000. So go ahead and enter it. It's fun. You have to buy them anyway, so why not do this and have some fun along the way? You can have something to laugh at when you're on your truck and play the video. You can do it on your truck. You can do it in your truck, your video.
That's pretty true. I mean, if somebody won $1,000, that's a vacation. That's a vacation, or even a mini vacation. Who cares? That's a nice vacation to Las Vegas for a couple days.
Treat yourself to something amazing. You guys need a break. You need a break to do something that you want to do when you want to do it. Just relax. I'm just so in awe of you amazing ladies. I hear and I see what you have to endure, and my heart goes out to you because I know what you're going through. It's not easy. And then you add a cycle on top of it, you know. So I'm here to tell you that it's a possibility that you don't have to worry about the periods anymore. You just go ahead and just do your loads. Get your loads done and be the phenomenal women that you are.
Tina, okay, so we're gonna wrap this up. I want to thank you so much. It was really an honor to talk to you. You are your vibe. I love it. You're an amazing woman. You're very outspoken, and I, like for myself, I love those deep down personal conversations. I hate shallow conversations. Like, this is perfect. I loved it. And you can reach Tina or order online at healthehoneypot.com. It is one word. And I want to sit there and say again about checking out the app Truck Tool. It's
it's a good app. I have it on my phone. You know, you can look at the load board. You can look for truck stops. I mean, it'll benefit you in some way or multiple ways. So I would suggest you guys just download it, check it out. It's free. So, well, Tina, you have a good night. And you are an amazing woman. Yep.
You are too.
I thank you very much.
And the whole sea trucking industry is some amazing, phenomenal women. I had to come to the sisterhood. I'm glad you guys allowed me to come in today.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on the show. This is amazing. This is a deep, personal, you know, topic that women don't want to talk about. You know, like I had that personal conversation with you. I'm not going to say it here, but when we do our live video on some trucking, then I'll talk about the airport issue I had recently.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now how
that was very
really, I know. Really quick, how can people reach you again?
Okay, you can find us on Instagram. That is Hill_the_honeypot. You can find us on Facebook at Hill the Honeypot. And you can find us on our website at hillthehoneypot.com. If you have any questions, you can email us at info@hillthehoneypot.com. And we're on YouTube as well. So and you can contact me in case you follow me on my profile, which is Tina Jacobs Ramsay. That's Ramsay, R-A-M-S-A-Y. Don't put the E, it's an A. And you'll see me. We talk about a lot of different things. I talk about health and wellness. Of course, you know I'm talking about our honeypot. And I share motivation. So it's an overall thing with our health and wellness. And we laugh a lot because humor helps too.
Oh, you have to. It's just one of those, you know, topics that, like, our grandmothers and mothers are like, don't talk about that. You shouldn't talk about that. That's not ladylike.
We have to.
You know? So, you know, it is what it is. Well, you have a good night, and thank you so much for coming on the show. It was such an honor.
Oh, I feel the same way. I'll talk to you guys later, and bye, Sea Truckers. Keep up the amazing work, ladies.
For all my ladies out there trucking, so as they go, let's go. She gon' take care of her bitch, she trucking, she trucking. She a woman with a rig, she trucking, she trucking. She gon' take care of her kids, she trucking, yeah. She a boss, she do it big, she trucking, she trucking, she trucking, she trucking, she trucking. She a boss, she do it big, she trucking, she trucking. She a woman with a rig, she trucking, she trucking, she trucking.